Welcome to Money Tips by Charles Kelly, author of Yes, Money Can Buy You Happiness. Charles spent over 25 years in financial services, working for banks, insurance companies, and as a qualified independent financial advisor running his practice, before setting up his speaking, consultancy, and property business. Money Tips will help you save, make, and accumulate more money, whether you are a business owner, entrepreneur, employee, or still searching for your vocation.
Hi there, welcome back to Money Tips. Today we've heard that inflation is down. Now you might be not watching this today, you might watch it another day, but inflation has fallen again. Naturally it will fall because if they put up interest rates and people haven't got as much money to spend, they're not out there buying stuff and then, you know, artificially inflating the price of that stuff. But official data has confirmed the CPI hit 3.4% this month, down in February, from February, down from 4% the previous month. So it's good news. It doesn't mean we're out of the woods, because it just means that instead of stuff going up by 4% and 5%, it's now going up by 3.4%. But experts are saying that when they come to do the interest rates this week, that there's unlikely to be a cut. Now, of course, you might be watching this next week and say, oh, you got it wrong. There has been a cut. But experts are saying that the Bank of England wants to still keep things tight, keep things on a tight rein in order to bring down inflation, which, strange enough, they caused. And the central banks have caused by printing all this money and this quantitative easing, they said, and all the money they spent in the last few years that has left the UK with a £3 trillion national debt, and left America with a 33 trillion. You know what a trillion is? It's a million million, right? A million million. If you spent a million a year, it would take a million years to spend it all. It's a mind-blown figure. But they throw billions around like it's confetti. You know, oh, a billion here and a billion there. Let's send, $2 billion over for this war and $5 billion for that. And let's just throw money around. Because it's not their money. They just tax us to spend our money in this way. So I won't rant on about politics, but I feel that it's their policies that have caused inflation. It's not us. But I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I know it seems like good news and that sort of thing. And when you go to restaurants now, a lot of them are full, and there's people out there enjoying themselves. I went to one about a week ago in town, and they said, well, you can have a table over there shared with other people for 40 minutes. I said, forget it. You know, I went somewhere else. But it is a bit crazy. And people are still going out and buying cars and houses, although the housing market has slowed down a lot. But there's still people with money to buy the right properties. But I think it's a time for caution, personally. And a lot of experienced investors I know out there are cautious. They're waiting to see what happens. They're waiting to see what happens to the stock market, for instance. And I think that the stock market still has some falls to make. I really think that I wouldn't pile all in 100% into stocks and shares right now. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong in the past on that. But I think that there is a correction due in the stock market. A lot of banks out there are struggling. Chinese property companies, a lot of those are struggling. And any one of these events, like they call it the straw that breaks the camel's back, that last straw and the camel just collapses. Any of these events could trip another 2008 crisis or another 1987 Black Friday. It could all happen. And then suddenly everything is in a panic. The market starts selling. Then you get auto sells and all the algorithms start selling these things and boom, boom, boom. And that could easily drive us into a greater recession than we're in now. Technically, the UK is in recession, but don't let that put you off. You don't have to join the recession, okay? You can say, well, I'm not joining this. I'm opting out. I'm going to keep working and doing my thing, because there's still people out there that need products and services. There's still companies out there that need to employ people. So don't worry about that. It's only a technical recession, very slight fall in growth, but it's certainly not the boom that we would expect coming out of a difficult time. So yes, inflation is coming down because they've taken money out of our pockets. People are still paying high interest rates on their mortgage, and they're still paying a lot more for fuel and food. It's not going up by 3.4%. No way. You know, I went to a shop today, and I was looking at just the price of a big box of tea bags. Oh, hang on, that can't be that price. When I bought that last big box, I can't remember how much I paid for it, but it's certainly gone up a lot, and the big box had become smaller. So we know that, you know, inflation is the real figure for inflation is probably nearer to 10%. So just watch out for that. Just be careful of that. And another thing is that although rates have been coming down, several lenders are still putting up their fixed rate interest rates. So why are they doing that? Are they nervous? Is it the money markets that are saying they can't buy these forward rates anymore because they're factoring in a possible rate rise in the future? I don't know. But you'd expect that mortgage rates would be a lot lower than they are now, seeing though rates have come down a lot since in the last year. Okay, so I would say caution, you know, don't go and spend all your money at the moment. Think we could still be in for problems, but, you know, who knows? We'll have to see. We've got an election coming up this year. So in theory, the government are trying to fix the market so that, you know, everything looks rosy by the time they go to the electorate and say, look what we've done. You know, inflation is down, interest rates are down, and everyone's happy again, and the economy's booming again. But I'm not sure they'll be able to do that, in fact. But definitely they will want to pump a bit more money back into the economy as they've been withdrawing that money from the economy. And that should trickle down to most people and make us all feel a bit better. Okay, it's not about what politicians say. It's about how they make you feel, I think, that wins election. You know, someone like Boris Johnson, who's an election winner, he just sometimes, but people felt good around him. You know, it wasn't so much what he said. He just came out with a few slogans and people felt good around him. Whereas a lot of politicians, they're like, you think, oh my God, he's just making me feel like falling asleep. So if they can put that feel good factor back into the economy, yes, they might be able to win an election. I don't know. But I think in reality, as they're putting more money back into the economy, as inflation comes down and they start reducing interest rates, we should all feel a bit better this year. And, you know, then it's up to you who you vote for. OK, thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Money Tips. For more tips and information, visit moneytipsdaily.com. The information given in this podcast is for your entertainment and should not be construed as financial advice. As always, take independent financial advice before making any investment decisions.